刚才弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌《十字架的道路要牺牲》。
The hymn our brother just led us to sing, 380, The Way of the Cross.
我记得曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过当年唱这首诗歌的感觉。
I remember I once shared with you on my feeling when I first sang this hymn.
我记得跟弟兄姊妹交通过大约二十年前在纽约一个特会的时候。
I remember sharing with you that about 20 years ago in a special conference in New York City.
当讲员呼召台下有哪些弟兄姊妹愿意奉献的，请你们站上来。
When the speaker was sending out the invitation to all, whoever of you is willing to consecrate yourself to the Lord, stand up, please.
全体的弟兄姊妹那个时候就 在唱，一起大声地唱这首诗歌。
At that time, all the congregation was singing loudly of the same song here.
所以我们大约有十几个的弟兄姊妹因着感动，我们就走上台前。
So there were about 10 plus brothers and sisters being so moved, we simply walked to the pulpit.
这首诗歌的副歌那个时候特别感动了我们，感动我。
The refrain especially touched my heart.
所以我们都是热泪盈眶地走上了台前。
With the tears flowing down our cheeks, we just went to the stage.
二十多年以后在唱这首诗歌的时候。
Now 20 years later, as I sing this hymn.
我的里面仍然充满了感动。
I'm still so deeply touched within me.
不过多了一些，这首诗歌对我来说多了一份实在。
However, this hymn now has this extra sense of reality to me.
因着我们在主的面前有一点点的经历。
Because of the experiences we've had before the Lord.
这首诗歌我们唱的时候更多一点的贴近我们。
And this hymn seems more pertinent now to us.
实在说来，每一节作诗的人因着圣灵的感动，每一节歌词都是我们基督徒的经历。
Indeed, every stanza, as the hymn writer wrote it, according to the moving of the Holy Spirit, is exactly how we feel.
好，早晨我们请弟兄姊妹一起打开神的话，我们读《路加福音》第九章。
Now this morning, brothers and sisters, as we turn to the Word of God, shall we please open our Bible to Luke chapter 9?
路加福音第九章二十三节。
Luke 9:23。
好吧，我们弟兄姊妹一起来读路加福音九章二十三节。我们中文先一起来读，好吧
？We will read the passage in Chinese first. Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
好，我们再读马太福音第十章。
Now Matthew chapter 10.
三十八节
Verse
38马太福音第十章三十八节
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 10 verse 38
不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒
And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me
我们再读哥林多前书第二章
Now, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2.
第二章我们读第一节到第五节。
We will read from verse 1 to 5.
我们好不好还是中文的弟兄我们先读，然后英文的弟兄姊妹再读英文。
Now, we would like to ask those who read the Chinese Bibles first, read the passage first, and those of us who read the same passage English later on.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去， 并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
使徒保罗的这一段话
This passage spoken by Apostle Paul
实在说来也是我们在主面前学习服侍的弟兄姊妹里面的一点的经历
is indeed the experience of all of us who have been learning to serve the Lord.
我们在传递交通神的话的时候
as we are delivering, conveying the word of God,
我们越来越感觉真是不是高言大志
we really feel that this is not done by the excellence of the wisdom and a word.
不是人的智慧委婉的言语
it's not by man's persuasive word.
我们实在是像保罗又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊
Indeed, we're just like Paul in much weakness, in fear and trembling.
我们只仰望他的圣灵他的大能
We simply look up to his power and his Holy Spirit.
因为这里说叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧只在乎人的大神的大能
Here he says that so that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man but in the power of God.
所以我们每一个人蒙恩得救我们每一个人走在这条十字架的道路上
So every one of us who has been saved by his grace and who has been walking in this way of the cross
实在说来不是人的一点道理人的一点劝勉
It's not being taught by man's exhortation or man's persuasion
真是靠着圣灵的工作圣灵的大能
But we do so by the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit
把神的话说在人的里面
So that man's word can be spoken into man's heart
所以早晨我们真是求主借着他的圣灵引导我们进入他话语的光中
So this morning we would like to ask the Lord that he would lead us into his spirit through his word
越过我们人的软弱越过我们人的限制
Over our man's weaknesses and our finite conditions
让主的圣灵将他的话启示在我们的里面
So that the Lord could reveal his word to us through his Holy Spirit
就像早晨的阳光穿过这个窗户能够直接的照在我们的里面
Just like the early morning sunshine would right go through the windows and shining into our hearts
我们深信我们只有100%的仰望圣灵的工作让圣灵来完全的把他的话说在我们的里面
We're deeply convinced that this is all done by the 100% of working of the Holy Spirit that God's word can be spoken to us
好我们说过神拯救人
We mentioned that God has redeemed man.
是要我们这个人因信得着神儿子的生命。
So that by faith we could receive the life of the Son of God.
得着耶稣基督那个丰盛的生命。
To receive the Lord Jesus' abundant life.
让我们与神的性情有份。
So that we could be conformed to the image of Christ.
磨成神儿子的样子。
To have become partakers of his divine nature.
至终与神的儿子一同进到荣耀里去。
In the end, we would enter into the glory of God's Son.
为着神这个荣耀的旨意，为着神这个永远的目的。
Now for his glorious will, for his eternal goal.
十字架就是神的一个方法。
Then the cross is the method of God.
十字架就是神成就他这个荣耀旨意的一个方法
And this cross is the very way by which God would accomplish his glorious will
是神的智慧
This is God's wisdom
他使我们因着相信耶稣基督
So that all of us by believing Jesus Christ
我们能够进入基督
To enter into Christ
我们能够经历基督
to experience Christ,
我们能够活出基督
and actually live out Him,
我们能够彰显基督
to manifest Christ,
我们能够高举基督
to highly exalt Christ,
最终我们荣耀基督
to the end we will glorify our Christ.
所以我们说得救的意义就不仅仅是蒙恩成为神的儿女。
So the very purpose of being saved is not limited to becoming God's children only.
更是因着神儿子的生命进到我们里面，能够让这个生命长大成熟。
But even more, because the life of God's Son has entered into us, this life needs to grow to become mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
And attaining to the full measure of the stature of the Christ.
所以十字架就是我们生命成长的必经之路。
So therefore, this cross is the necessary pathway through which we to grow.
是我们唯一的道路。
And this is the only way also.
因为这个道路是我们主曾走过的道路。
Because this way has already been walked by our Lord.
这是神的羔羊的脚踪。
And this is the footsteps of the Lamb of God.
这条路带我们能够进到神那个永远的旨意里面。
And this way will lead us into God's eternal will.
成就神那个永远的那个荣耀的目的
to accomplish his glorious will
主在地上来呼召人来做他的门徒
God on earth called people to become his disciples
做门徒来跟随我们的主
to be Jesus Christ's disciples to follow the Lord
所以我们说做一个门徒我们必须要学习
therefore we say to be a disciple we need to learn
我们知道我们有许许多的功课要学
we know there are so many lessons for us to learn
我们借着在教会中的侍奉
through the church services
我们借着我们生活的各个方面我们来学习
through many circumstances in our daily living
我们来学习顺服主的带领经历十字架的道路
we learn to follow to obey the Lord to experience in this way of the cross
我们在团体的教会生活侍奉里面
in our corporate church services
我们在个人生活的方面
and in our daily life
我们弟兄姊妹或多或少都有一些学习
Brothers and sisters, more or less, I believe you have learned this lesson
所以早晨我就交通一点点心得或者一点点的体会
So this morning I simply share with you on some of my experiences and some of my own learning
我们先从教会的服事方面侍奉方面我们来看看十字架的工作
Let's consider first in terms of the church life the work of the cross
我们记得以色列人在旷野的时候神启示了会幕给他们
We know that Israelites when they were in wilderness God had revealed this tabernacle to them
神也把建立会幕的这个工作托付给他们
And God had committed to them this work of building this tabernacle
当他们照着山上的样式把会幕建立起来的时候
After they build this tabernacle according to the pattern shown to them on the mountain
神的荣耀就充满在会幕当中
God's glory filled the whole tabernacle
但是我们在圣经里看到有时人会偏离了这个神的旨意
But in the Bible we often see that people often deviate from the will of God
没有照着山上的样式
They do not follow the pattern of being shown to them on the mountain
没有照着神的那个启示来侍奉神
They do not serve God according to the revelation of God
我们来看一下利未记的第十章
So could we read Leviticus chapter 10
利未记
Chapter 10 of Leviticus
我们先看第九章的末了
We will read first the very end of chapter 9
23节
Verse 23
到24节
And 24
摩西亚人进入会幕又出来为百姓祝福耶和华的荣光就向众民显现
And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people.
有火从耶和华面前出来在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油众民一见就都欢呼俯伏在地
And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
我们再读第十章第一节到第二节
Then we will read chapter 10 verses 1 and 2.
亚伦的儿子拉达亚比父各拿自己的香炉圣上火加上香在耶和华面前献上燔火是耶和华没有吩咐他们的
Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it. put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them.
第二节，就有火从耶和华面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
我们知道马达和亚比户结成了祭司的职分。
We know Nadab Abihu ministered as priests in their fathers.
所以他们必然深知那个山上的样式。
So they should know the very pattern shown to them on the mountain.
他们也知道神对每一件事的那个法则。
And he also knew all the precepts that God has commanded them.
神所定规的那个心意。
And the very heart, will that God has designed for them.
但我们刚才看到第十章这样一个结局。
But however, we read the very outcome of this incident as spelled out in chapter 10.
实在是要成为我们今日的一个服侍主面前的一个借鉴。
This should be a warning to all of us who serve God.
一个教训。
A teaching.
好，我们来看一下，我们可以从几点几个方面来看一下。
Let's consider this from several perspectives.
第一点，我们第一节我们看见亚伦的儿子拿达亚比户。
First, we see in chapter 10, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu,
各拿自己的香炉，圣上火加上香。
Each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it.
摩西每一样的服事，神是摩西听神的吩咐。
Moses obeyed God's voice.
祭司们听摩西的吩咐。
And other priests would obey Moses.
这个第一节我们看见亚伦的儿子拿达亚比户没有听见摩西的吩咐。
However, here we see Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's son, did not obey Moses' command.
他们自己起头开始了这么一个侍奉。
On their own initiative, they started this kind of service.
这样的一个起头不是在神的心意的当中。
This kind of orange is never in God's heart.
在我们今天各样的在服侍主的路上，我们在学习的路上。
As we learn to serve the Lord, before Him in our spiritual walk.
我们实在要看到，实在要去寻求。每一件事情每一件工作的起头是不是从神而来
We need to find out to seek out the very origin of all of our services whether it is from God
是不是出于主的带领
Is it from the Lord's leading
还是我自己里面一些感觉
Or is my personal feeling
还是我自己里面一个坚持的一个主张
Is it something I'm just insisting on it
换句话说是不是人的起头
To put it another way it's the origin from man
我们实在是要学习来仰望主，听圣灵的声音。
We need to look up to the Lord and listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
多一些有在弟兄姊妹里面，在圣灵里面的交通。
And we need to have more fellowship among brethren in the Holy Spirit.
好，让我们实在学习每一件事的起头是从神而来。
So that we can learn this lesson that every origin of everything has to come from God.
是出乎主的带领。
It's from the leading of the Lord.
第二个，我们看见他们是各拿自己的香炉。
And second, we see that each one took his own censer.
我们从出埃及记那个山上的样式的记载里面。
According to the prescription of the pattern shown to them on the mountain.
他们是这个自己的香炉就不是照着山上的样式。
We know that they took their own censer, which is not according to the pattern shown to them on the mountain.
我们人很多时候是用自己的工具。
Many times we just simply use our own tools.
我们用自己的方法。
Our own methods.
我们自己的主意。
Our own ideas.
我们自己的聪明才干。
Our own abilities and intellect.
等等，我们带到这个服事的里面。
And so on, we just bring all these into our services.
香。他们所加上的香
The incense they put on the censer
我们可以这样去思想这个香呢我觉得不是那个馨香料做的香
We could consider it this way that this incense is definitely not made by those fragrant spices
这是一个普通的香
This is an ordinary incense
为什么
Why?
因为在出埃及记三十章三十六节那里记载说
Because,
这香在会幕内罚跪前
Because in Exodus 30, verse 33, it's recorded that this incense before the Ark of the Testimony.
这个新香料做的香应该是在摩西跟亚伦保管的。
So this incense formed out of this fragrant spices should be kept by Moses and Aaron.
因为这两兄弟没有跟听到摩西吩咐，没有听到亚伦吩咐。
But these two brothers did not listen to the commands of Moses or Aaron.
所以他们拿自己的香炉。
And they took their own incense.
所以你想想，他会有那个馨香剂做的香吗？
Do you suppose that they would have the aroma only coming out from the incense made of the fragrant spices?
出埃及记三十章九节那里说，不可奉上异样的香。
In Exodus 39 says you can never offer any other kind of incense.
那么他用的两英文用的 strange 啊 strange incense 啊
strange incense.
他用跟那个燔火用的字是同样的。
And it's the same word as the strange fire here or profane fire.
香说到我们人在神对着神的祷告。
Now the incense speaks as our prayers to God.
诗篇一百四十一篇第二节那里说：“愿我的祷告如香陈列在你的面前。”
In Psalm 114, verse 12, may our prayers be presented to you as incense.
启示录第五章八节那里说：“这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。”
And in Revelation 5:8 says that this incense is the prayers of all the saints.
所以我们的祷告要出于神的心意。
Therefore, our prayer should be according to God's will.
我们要先听到神的话。
Then to do so, we need to hear the voice of God.
我们要学习在圣灵中的祷告。
To learn to pray in the Holy Spirit.
不是我们在自己里面在那里自言自语，出于自己的祷告。
It's not the prayer out of your own will, talking to yourself.
这样的祷告神不悦了。
Because this kind of prayer is not acceptable to God.
第四点，我们看见燔火。
And next is a strange fire.
会幕立起的时候。
As the tabernacle was erected.
刚才我们读的第九章末了。
Just as we read in the very end of chapter 9.
百姓献给神的祭物就摆在祭坛上。
The people brought all their offerings and put them on the altar.
火就从天降下烧在 祭坛的上面。
And the fire came down from heaven and devoured it.
从那个时候祭坛上的火就昼夜不息。
From then on, the fire on the altar never died out.
所以这个火不是从人而来的。
Therefore, this fire did not come from man.
这 火是从天上来的。
It came from heaven.
所以当时拿达亚比夫没有照着山上的样式。
So Nadab Abihu did not offer their incense according to the pattern show them on the mountain.
换句话说，他们没有负起那个属灵的责任。
To put it another way, that is, they did not take the spiritual responsibility.
没有从祭坛上去取火。
They did not take the fire from the altar.
他们从别的地方用别的方式去取火。
Instead, they took the fire by other methods from other place.
所以圣经上说，这是耶和华没有吩咐他们的。
So the Bible instructs here that this is something not being commanded by the Lord.
结果有火从神面前出来将他们烧死。
So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them.
因为不是照着山上的样式服侍。
Because they did not serve according to the pattern shown them on the mountain.
就说属灵的意义来讲，就他们献的火不是从十字架而来。
The spiritual meaning of all this is that the fire is not from the cross.
是他们自己的火。
It's their own fire.
是天然的火
It's a natural fire.
是他那个魂生命里面的火
It's a fire from their soulish life.
不是处于那个灵里面的那个火
It's not a fire from their spirit.
所以我们从历史到今天
So from this all the history until today
我们看到多少的时候人里面充满那个热情的火
We see so many times we're so on fire with our emotions.
我们自行其事
We just do whatever that pleases us.
我们以为有心在侍奉神。
We believe that we have this zeal, desire to serve God.
我们以为我们热心在侍奉神。
We believe we serve our Lord zealously.
我们以为这样路就对了。
And we believe that this is the right way.
我们以为这样神就会悦了。
And we believe this is acceptable to God.
所以我们需要常常安静在主的面前。
So we often need to come before God quietly.
听主的声音，听圣灵的引导。
Heeding the voice, the leading of the Holy Spirit.
常常 在主面前默想，与弟兄姊妹在灵里交通，我们这样的服事是不是山上的样式？
Often you need to meditate in his presence and also fellowship with brother and sister to see if your service is according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
我打个比方啊。
Let me give you an example.
Jason 正好看着我。
Jason is now looking at me.
比方 Jason 发起一个主意。
Suppose Jason comes up with this idea.
他说我们中间很多青少年我们都有一技之长。
And he said, well, all of us are quite capable, good at something.
有弹钢琴的，有拉小提琴的。
Some of us could play piano well and to play violin.
有吹小号的。
And also the flute.
有没有还有大提琴的？
Cello.
等等。
Jason
说，我们组一个小乐队好吧。
And Jason says, let's form an orchestra.
我们伴奏唱诗歌。
So we could sing all the hymns with our playing.
我们可以吸引很多福音朋友来。
And we could draw so many of the gospel friends.
我们这样非常的好。
And this is wonderful.
然后 Jason 跟这些年轻弟兄姊妹交通。
So Jason would talk to all his brothers and sisters.
大家都说啊 ，good idea.
And all of them say good idea.
非常好。
Good, let's go. A way to go.
好了，最后呢
？And in the end,
Jason 就去跟韩叔叔、陈叔叔交通。
Jason would go to Uncle Han, Uncle Chen to share on this idea.
然后他们呢就把主的话交通给你们。
And they would share with you God's word on this matter.
就带着你们呢一起祷告。
And then together you would pray.
最后呢，你们的意见被否决了。
And then in the end, your idea is vetoed.
那 Jason 里面肯定有点不舒服是吧
？And Jason probably don't feel quite good.
我们大家都觉得很好嘛。
And he would say, well, everybody thinks this is an excellent idea.
韩叔叔、陈叔叔为什么否决我们的意思
？Why is Uncle Han, Uncle Chen reject this idea?
但是你知道
？But do you know this?
主要我们在这些方面就要学着十字架的功课。
The Lord wants us to learn the way of the cross in all the circumstances.
我的意见不重要。
My opinion is not that important.
我的 idea 并不重要。
Nor is my idea.
所以这首诗歌说，主的道路要留心。
And just as the hymn says, take heed to the way of the Lord.
主就借着各样的服事，借着我们里面各样的光景，来制识我们那个天然的人。
So through all the circumstances, through all our inner conditions, the Lord will put to death our natural man.
把我们的眼光从属地的带到属天的去。
Turn our gaze from the earthly perspective to the spiritual one, heavenly one.
一共侍奉我们侍奉主的人，如果偏离了天上的样式。
All of us who serve God, should we depart from the pattern shown us on the mountain?
我们就会把肉体的火带到这个神圣的侍奉里面去。
We will bring our fleshly fire into our holy service.
结果就是那个属灵的死亡。
And the end is a spiritual death.
我们说什么是肉体的火
？So let's not consider what is the fleshly fire.
就是我们未经过十字架的对付。
That is that which is not dealt with by the fire of the cross yet.
未经过十字架的炼净。
Not being purged by the cross yet.
出乎我们人的热心。
And it is from our zeal.
才干判断。
Our talents, our own judgment.
甚至我们一些传统遗留的一些定规、一些
教条。Even some of the traditional teachings and customs from old ages.
这些会把我们带进那个死亡的里面。
All these will lead us into death.
唯有主的十字架。
Only through the cross of the Lord,
能够成全成就神那个永远的目的
could accomplish God's eternal purpose,
使人可以照着天上的样式
So, by the heavenly pattern,
照着我们的主耶稣
according our Lord Jesus,
照着主的心意在教会中来侍奉神
according to His will, we will serve Him in our church,
建立教会
to edify the church,
这样的侍奉我们就会有神的同在
Then if we serve him in this way We will have the Lord's presence with us
反过来就是属灵的死亡
Now to reverse all this It simply is a spiritual death
什么是属灵的死亡
What is a spiritual death
我们这次特会的时候弟兄姊妹弟兄们有一些的交通
Now in this special conference we just had Some of our brothers had some fellowship on this topic
今天地上可能有我们见到各样的光景
Now today we might see all kinds of conditions.
聚会里面有许许多多活动。
Oh, so many activities among all the meetings.
从人的眼光看起都是在侍奉。
Now from man's standpoint, they're all serving.
都是在敬拜。
They're all worshiping God.
但是弟兄们教导说，实质是有没有神的同在。
But as we shared, in that fellowship, the very question is there the presence of God there?
约柜有没有在当中？
Is the Ark of Covenant there?
这是我们今天每一个学习服侍主的人、侍奉主的人都要在我们心的深处常常默想的。
This is something we need to meditate on deeply within our, the depths of our heart as we learn to serve our God.
只有主的十字架可以把带进圣灵的工作。
Only the Lord's cross will bring in the work of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们才会有主的同在。
Only in doing so will we have the presence of our Lord.
十字架带来圣灵。
The cross brings forth the Holy Spirit.
圣灵将十字架的工作做工在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will perform the work of the cross in us.
圣灵运行引导在我们团体的侍奉里面。
And also the Holy Spirit will move in the midst of our corporate services.
圣灵把我们的眼目、我们的心来仰望我们的主，高举我们的主。
The Holy Spirit will turn our eyes, our heart to the Lord to highly exalt Him.
让我们主的那个元首的地位能够被我们看见，被我们尊重。
So the headship of our Lord will be seen by us and will be respected by us.
更进一步，我们整个聚会能够活在因着神的同在，充满了那个生命，充满了那个活泼。充满那个生机勃勃的那个见证。
Furthermore, all the service of our gathering before the Lord will become very active and become very living before Him.
好，第二个方面，我们从路加福音第九章二十三节那里来看我们个人方面的生活。
Now in Luke 9, we shall consider this theme in terms of personal experiences here.
路加福音第九章。
Luke
二三节
9:23
耶稣又对众人说若有人要跟从我就当舍己天天背起他的十字架来跟从我
Then Jesus that he said to them all If anyone desires to come after me Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me
第一若有人
If
这是我说到我们这个人的心愿
First of all, there is this word if that speaks to your desire.
这个很重要。
And this is very crucial.
第一步，我有没有这个心愿？
First of all, do I have this desire to obey my God?
我有没有这个心愿去渴慕主？
Do I have this desire to long for Him?
我有没有这个心愿常常来追求主，与弟兄姊妹去读神的话？
Do I have this desire to study the word of God, to pursue the Lord together with my brothers and sisters?
这是一个起点。
And this is a beginning.
有这个心愿是很好的。
It's wonderful if you do have this desire.
但接下来一个条件。
However, there is another condition to this.
要舍己。
That is, you need to deny yourself.
拒绝我们自己。
To put away yourself.
要否认否定我们旧有的一切的属性。
To deny your old nature whatsoever.
把我们这个人转向依靠神的恩典。
To turn you to lean on God wholly.
保罗在腓立比书第三章那里讲的最好了。
Philippians chapter 3, Paul said this so well.
第七节到第九节。
Philippians 3:7-9.
这里说只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 But what things were gained to me these I have counted loss for ChristYet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
接下来，天天背起他的十字架。
Now, the third point is to take up the Lord's cross daily.
古代那个罪犯是被强逼背着自己的十字架 去执行死刑。
In old days, the criminals were forced to take up his cross so that he could be executed.
我们信主的人，我们做主的门徒是甘心情愿来背起自己的十字架。
And those of us who believe in the Lord, his disciples, are taking up our cross willingly and cheerfully.
我们愿意靠着主的恩典接受那个痛苦羞辱。
By God's grace, we will be willing to take the anguish and also the reproach of the cross.
我们愿意靠着主的恩典，真是能够忠信于他的这条道路。
So by the Lord's grace, we will be faithful to His way.
最后，才是一个否认自己、天天背十字架的人，才是一个能够真正跟从主的人。
And in the end, we find that.He who denies himself and follows the Lord, taking up his cross daily, is the very one who can really follow and obey God.
不停止地跟随主的脚踪。
Unceasingly, he would follow the footsteps of the Lord.
遵守主的命令。
To obey his commands.
在基督的爱里面行事等等。
And he would walk in the love of Christ.
圣经在这方面有许许多多的话语，让我们去学习经历。
The Bible has taught us in many of its words so that we could experience this lesson.
我们说到上面这些话，虽然是说到人的一方面的责任。
Now, the passage we just mentioned speaks of man's responsibility.
但我们记得不是靠着我们的能力。
But let's remember that this is not done by our own ability.
我们都知道，我没有办法靠着我的能力去否定自己。
We all know that there is no way for us to deny ourselves by our own power.
我们没有办法靠着自己去背那个十字架。
There is no way we can take up the cross by ourselves.
这是主的工作。
This is the Lord's work.
这是我们能够把自己交在主的手中。
And this is all because we offer ourselves into His hand.
让圣灵来做工在我们的身上。
So that the Holy Spirit can work in us.
我们在主里面的生活不单单有主日的敬拜侍奉。
As we live in the Lord, not only do we have Sunday's worship and Sunday's meetings,
我们还有礼拜一到礼拜六的生活。
But also we have our daily living Monday through Saturday.
我们有地上的工作。
We have our earthly work to perform.
我们还有学校里面的生活学习。
And also all the learning in school.
我们还有我们社会的生活。
And even our social life, etc.
我们看见保罗有执帐篷的生活。
We see that Paul had a life to make tents.
当然，保罗执帐篷的生活跟他在各地传道、建立教会的工作，那个重要性是不可比的。
Of course, his tent building life cannot be compared to all his other services going around to build up the churches.
但是在神的眼中，也像同样的蒙悦了。
However, they are all acceptable in the sight of God.
因为他执帐篷的这个生活是有目的的。
Because there is a purpose to his earthly life as a tent maker.
是为着神。
This is done for God.
为神而活。
So he lived for his God.
所以这个价值在神的眼中也是很宝贵的。
Therefore, the worth of this kind of living is very precious.
我们读到劳伦斯弟兄在厨房里面工作，他也能够与神有亲密的交通。
And we also read that.Brother Lawrence, as he worked in the kitchen, he was able to fellowship with his God.
因为主是他的生命，是他生活生命的中心。
Because the Lord was his life, was the very center of his living.
所以主的同在，随时随在都在他的里面。
Therefore, the Lord's presence was continuously in him.
可见我们不是在乎哪个地点，哪个环境。
So it really doesn't matter, where you are.Or what matter you are encountering.
在乎我们这个人是否愿意跟随我们的主。
It all depends on if this person is willing to follow the Lord.
然后我们才可能在每天的生活里面经历主，活出主。
Then only in such a way that we could experience to live out our Lord daily.
只有一个舍己天天背十字架的人，背他十字架的人。
He who denies himself and also takes up the cross daily.
才可以可能跟因着跟随主渐渐成长成熟。
Is able to grow gradually because he follows his Lord.
我们从经历里面都有这样的体会。
And we have the same kind of understanding from our own experiences.
我们一个人保留自己多少
？To the degree that you preserve yourself.
决定于在他的生活里面侍奉里面他那个属灵的属天的性质就有多少。
That determines the degree of heavenly spirituality in his living and in his service.
换句话说，我们保留自己多。
The more you reserve yourself,
我们那个属天的性质就少。
The less your spiritual heavenly nature.
我们保留自己少。
The less you reserve yourself,
那个属天的性质就多。
The more that spiritual nature will become.
我们实在是说人的尽头才是神工作的起头。
Therefore we say this, the end of man is the beginning of God's work.
旧人的除去，新人才进来。
Only when the old man is taken away, then the new man will come in.
我们减少，我们衰微。
If we diminish, we decrease.
主才会增加，主才会兴旺。
Then the Lord will increase and the Lord will flourish.
我们才会经历在难处中我们依靠主。
Then we will experience how we could depend on our Lord in all our afflictions.
在顺境中我们也依靠主。
In good times, we would depend on God.
在不知不觉的里面，我们主的生命的性情渐渐在我们里面增加。
And unwittingly, the Lord's nature and character is being increasing more and more in us.
我们说舍己天天背起他的十字架，是在跟我们这个人的生活，让我们这个人的属灵生活、地上生活渐渐的能够成为一致。
Therefore, denying yourself, taking up your cross, it will become gradually compatible with your spiritual life as you walk in this world.
换句话说，就让好让我们这个人行事为人以蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, our walk should be worthy of the calling with which we are called.
弟兄姊妹会经历到我们蒙恩得救以来，我们会经历我们这个人有两重的生活，两方面的生活。
Brothers and sisters, you all know that we are experiencing two kinds of life working together in us.
两重的那种人格。
Two levels of characters.
一个是旧人跟新人的冲突。
That is the conflict between the old man and the new man.
我们在教会有一方面的生活。
We have our church life here.
回到家里，在我们的公司、我们的学校、我们的社会上，我们又是另外一种生活。
And as we go back home, we would conduct ourselves in a different way at school, at work, and as dealing with others.
很多时候，我们活在这样的矛盾的里面。
A lot of time, we live in this kind of conflict.
我们活在一种挣扎的里面。
It's a life of struggling.
罗马书七章就是这种光景最佳的写照。
And Romans is the most apt description of this kind of struggling life.
所以保罗最后说，我真是苦啊。
Therefore Paul said in chapter 7, how wretched am I?
我想每一位弟兄姊妹，你活在主面前认真的追求，你都有这样的经历。
I believe every brother and sister, as long as you are seriously living before the Lord, you will have this kind of experience.
或多或少你都经历过。
More or less, you experience this kind of struggling.
我真是苦啊。
A wretched man that I am.
好，举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
你从早晨到晚上这一天，你说了多少话
？How many words have you spoken from morning until evening?
我们说的话里面有多少话是合一的
？Among all the words that you have spoken, how many of them are fitting?
可能说了很多得罪人的话。
Maybe we have spoken so many words that offend people.
冒犯人的话。
We have rubbed people the wrong way.
气死人的话。
And make people really enraged.
你在家里有时候两个人讲话。
Sometimes when you're talking in your home with your spouse.
你的另一半说，你刚才说那话气死我了。
Your better half would say, what you said just really make me really, really agitated.
你说我说的是实话。
But you say, what I say is true.
但你这话气死人。
But your word really blow him or her off.
我们说多少不合神心意的话。
So how many words that we've spoken that are not acceptable to God?
我常常想，如果有一个录音机在我嘴边。
I often think if there should be a recorder right next to me.
从早晨到晚上。
And that records all that I've said from morning till evening.
晚上去听听这个录音带。
And at evening, I will listen to the tape.
这里面到底有多少话是合一的？
Exactly how many of all the words I've spoken are fitting?
箴言书上说得好。
And in Proverbs, there is such a wonderful statement.
一句话说的合一。
A were properly said,
就如金苹果在银网整理
it's like a golden apple in a silver setting.
很美丽的一个图景
Such a beautiful picture here.
你们听听我这样讲合不合意
Now, listen to me to see if what I said is proper.
金苹果
The golden apple.
金代表一个属天的性质
This gold represents the heavenly nature.
银网
And the silver net.
银代表救赎的工作。
Silver represents the redemptive work.
所以两件事加起来。
So if you add two things together.
是一个见证。
This is the testimony.
所以我们合一的话是一个见证。
So a fitting word is actually a testimony.
我们这个蒙救赎的器皿。
All of us who are the vessels redeemed by God.
我们应当是承载着这个属天的这个话语。
We should contain all the heavenly words.
承载发表这个属灵的话才是合一的。
Contain and made manifest of heavenly words, and this is fitting.
实在很难。
This is so hard.
但十字架可以对付我们。
However, cross is able to deal with us.
可以炼净我们。
To purge us.
可以让我们的话渐渐越来越合一。
To make our words more and more fitting.
能够造就人，能够荣耀主。
To edify others and to glorify the Lord.
说话很不容易。
It's such a difficult thing, simply mentioning the word speaking.
不说话也不容易。
And nor is it easy not to speak.
你试试从早到晚闭口不言。
Give it a try if you keep silent from morning until evening.
特别喜欢说话的人。
For those who really like to talk.
那真的叫闷死掉。
Then you fear you're being stifled to death.
那喜欢说话人呢
to those who like to speak
我们的话一出来
The moment we speak
我们里面的人就出来了
At the same time our inner man comes out
所以你想想这件事
So think of this matter
在我们的一生当中有多少的学习
Through our life there should be so many learnings in this very matter
但是主确实在我们中间做工
And the Lord is working in our midst
我们每一个人都可以见证
Every one of us can testify to
this 这二十来年
Through these 20 years,
我们看见我们当中弟兄姊妹很多的学习。
We have seen many of the lessons our brothers and sisters have mastered.
以前话很多的。
Those who used to speak a lot.
哎，话少了。
Have become speaking less.
以前话少的。
And those of us who spoke very little.
开始学习交通合一的话。
Have now learned to.Fellowship on fitting words.
这是十字架的工作。
And this is the work of the the cross.
唯有十字架可以炼净我们。
Only the cross can purge us.
让我们这个人在神面前成为一个合用的器皿。
So that we could become proper vessels before the Lord.
我们每一个人在跟随主的路上。
Every one of us as we walk in the way of the Lord.
我们都盼望我们能过一个正常基督徒的生活。
As we follow the Lord, we all hope that we could have a normal Christian life.
我们都希望能够渐渐过一个更深的基督徒生活。
And we all desire to experience this deeper Christian life.
我们的路在哪里？
Where is our way?
那弟兄们很多的交通。
And brothers have a lot of sharing on this theme.
我们可以归结到一点，一个能够舍己天天背十字架的人。
But we could sum all this into few points.He who takes up his cross and follows the Lord daily
他可以进入更深基督的生活
is able to enter into the deeper Christian life.
这样的生活不是谈谈说说
This kind of living is not just merely talking.
不是讲一些道理
is not sharing some doctrines.
或者说我们去研究一些深奥的事物
or to study some deep, hard to understand thing.
或者我们拍拍胸脯有一些的宣告
or you just pat your chest and say, Ha, I have this proclamation to make.
一个一主同死同复活的人。
But he who died with the Lord and who is risen with him.
他可以经历约翰福音十五章里面那个一主同在同住在主里面那种甘甜。
Is able to experience the sweetness as spelled out in John 15 to abide in the Lord.
所以我们可不可以说约翰福音十五章就是我们更深基督徒的生活。
So could we say it this way? John 15 should be our deeper Christian living.
主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Because the Lord is the vine, we are the branches.
住在主的里面。
Abide in the Lord.
主也住在我们里面。
And He in us.
与主同行。
And walk with Him.
在主的里面有喜乐，有安息。
So in the Lord, we have this joy, we have this rest.
在主的祝福里面，我们才能够过那个得胜的生活。
Only in the blessings of the Lord, we can lead that victorious life.
天天背起他的十字架，实在说到我们一个天天的经历。
Now this daily taking of your cross speaks of your daily experience.
我们的经历在神眼中是宝贵的。
Our experience is always precious in the sight of God.
不管我们在软弱当中。
Whether you are in weak, you are in your weakness,
我们在刚强的里面,
or you are in a strong spiritual condition,
主总是借着我们的经历让我们有学习。
The Lord always teaches us through our experiences.
中国人有句话说得很好。
Now Chinese have this saying, it's well said.
行万里路胜过读万卷书。
Even though you walk through thousands and upon thousands of miles, It is better than reading thousands of books.
主也借着我们的经历来教导我们。
And the Lord always teaches through our experiences.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
主不是用教科书来教育我们。
The Lord does not educate us through textbooks.
不是我们头脑的知识。
It's not from our knowledge in our head.
主是让我们学习从心里面出来的那个知识。
The Lord wants us to learn that knowledge that coming out from your heart.
我们这个人常常我们弟兄姊妹谈话的时候，我们有时候会讲一些话。
Now, as brothers and sisters are talking to one another, we often say this.
哎，我跟你说句心里话。
And you will say, let me tell you something really from my heart.
你知道说心里话这些话的背后。
Do you know behind this statement, I'm telling you something from my heart?
通常带着一个经历在你的背后。
Often comes with certain experiences.
如果你是从书上看的这句话，
If you read all these words from books,
那就不是你的心里话。
And those words are not from your heart.
因为你没有经历的。
Because you have never experienced them.
所以你说出来，听的人也有感觉的。
So once you say it, your listener would have some certain kind of feeling.
所以当你说我跟你说句心里话的时候，
So when I tell some certain people, this person, that I'm telling you something from my heart,
你说的是你实实在在经历过的一点事情。
You are telling that person the things that you actually have experienced in.
主一样把我们要带到灵通真实里面去敬拜。
Likewise, the Lord will lead us to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
不是我们在头脑里面想到的那个敬拜。
It's none of the things that we could think of in our head.
灵通真实里面，让我们全人进到那个敬拜里面去。
Now, in spirit and in truth, the whole being will enter into the worship.
我们在不单在聚会的里面，我们在灵通真实里面敬拜主。
Now, not only in our meetings, but also in our spirit, in our truth, we would worship.
我们基督徒的一生就是过一个敬拜的生活。
Therefore, all our Christian living is just to lead a life of worship.
只有圣灵可以把我们完全带进这个敬拜的生活里面。
And only Holy Spirit can lead us into this worship of this in truth in spirit.
因为我们这个人是虚妄的，虚妄的。
Because we are liars.
只有神是真实的，信实的。
And only God is faithful, is true.
只有神他能够带领我们一步一个脚印的来走这条路。
Only God can lead us one step at a time to walk in His path.
一步一步来走这条十字架的道路。
Step by step, we will walk in this way of the cross.
天天背起他的十字架。
So daily take up the cross.
也说到我们天天的死。
Also speaks of our daily death.
从死里经历那个复活。
In our death, we will experience this resurrection.
我们看看那个拉撒路的故事。
Let's read the story of the Lazarus.
在约翰福音十一章里面。
In John chapter 11.
马大对主说
Martha said this to the Lord.
他现在鼻是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。
The verse.
在十一章的三十九节。
Verse 39.
后半段。
The latter part of verse 39.
后半段马大对他说三十九节耶稣说你们把石头挪开那死人的姐姐马大对他说主啊他现在鼻是臭了因为他死了已经四天了
Verse 39 of John 11 Jesus said take away the stone Martha the sister of him who was dead said to him Lord by this time there is a stench for he has been dead 4 days
拉撒路死了
Nazareth was dead
拉撒路被去疾了发臭了
He simply had a stench for 4 days.
旧约里面说到祭物被烧成灰。
Now in the Old Testament it says that sacrifices have to be burned to ashes.
也是要倒到营外去。
And it would be taken outside of the camp.
被拒绝在外面。
To be rejected.
拉撒路是死透了。
And Nazareth was dead in and out.
所以我们看见主的工作，神的工作在这里起头。
And here we see the beginning of the Lord's work.
所以主说了那句话，我是复活，我是生命。
Therefore the Lord says, I am the resurrection and I am the life.
复活进来了，生命进来了。
Now the resurrection, the life entered.
神的荣耀也进来了。
So enters the glory of God.
我们这个人常常处在一个半，我说叫半死不活的状态。
We often live in such a condition that it seems that you're half dead and half alive.
我们不愿意被与主同钉。
We do not want to be crucified with our Lord.
很多时候我们宁愿站着，不愿意跪着。
So many times we would rather stand instead of to kneel down.
跪着，依靠主，仰望主，向主祷告。
To kneel down, to depend on your God, to pray to Him.
站着。我们有很多可以做很多事，很多的活动。
Standing, that means you can do so many activities, so many things on your own.
拉撒路死了，臭了。
Lazarus was dead and had a stench.
我想这不仅是说到我们地位的一个描述。
This not only speaks of our status, our position.
应该成为我们的你我的经历。
But it also speaks of our own experiences.
我们是不是有这样的经历呢？被人垂弃，被人藐视，被人轻看。
Do we have these experiences that we are rejected, despised, looked down by others?
我们受到羞辱，我们受到伤害，我们说不必尊重。
We are not respected. We are hurting, and we are rejected.
还被扔鞋子。
And we're even being thrown.People would throw sandals upon to us.
可能我们或多或少都有一些这方面的经历。
More or less, we all have this kind of experiences in our lives.
但是主就是要借着这些经历来让我们学习十字架功课。
But it is through all these experiences that the Lord wants us to learn the lesson of the cross.
圣经上说，受苦是与我们有益的。
The Bible teaches that suffering is profitable for us.
否则我们就像温室里的花朵。
Otherwise, we're just like the flowers always being kept in the room temperature.
我家里种那些温室的花朵。
I have some house plants in my house.
每年深秋的时候，我就要搬到那个地下室去。
Every year in dead fall, I would bring them down to our basement.
因为在外面他们就冻坏了。
Because if I put them outside, they would be severely damaged.
一直要等到五月底。
All the way until the end of May.
再把他们请出去。
I would take them out.
因为他们是温室里的花朵。
Because they are all the flowers and plants kept in the room.
但是长在我后院那些树啊。
But all the trees growing in my backyard.
在风雨风寒当中茁壮成长。
They grow in the frigid weather, in rain, in the snow.
只有这些在风雨当中能够经历的树，他们才能够长大成才。
These trees only grow in the storm of the wind and the snow, in the rain. They grow in such a way.
主借着我们经历的各样的事情。
Therefore, through all the experiences that we have encountered,
来显出我们这个人的本相。
The Lord will show our true being.
显出我们天然人里面的光景。
To make manifest all the true conditions within us.
把我们带到那个实地。
So the Lord will lead us into death.
与他同钉十字架。
So we will be crucified with him.
再与他同复活。
And then we will be raised up with him.
主若帮助我们。
If the Lord helps us.
加拉太书二章二十节。
And as said in Galatians 2:20.
就不是我们嘴上一个宣告。
That it will no longer be our verbal proclamation.
就能够成为你我的经历。
The verse will become our personal experience.
你我的生活。
Our daily living.
我们最后再看约翰福音十二章里面说到玛利亚用香膏抹主的脚。
John 12, we read that Mary anointed our Lord's feet with the perfume.
十二章圣灵让十一章接着拉撒路的使你复活的故事后面。
Now, in Holy Spirit, through the story of Lazarus' resurrection from the dead, and right after that,
十二章里面说到玛利亚用极贵的真拿达香膏抹主的脚。
The Holy Spirit arranges itself. Here we see Mary anointed the feet of our Lord with costly oil of spikenard.
马太二十六章里面说到一个女人用一瓶极贵的香膏浇在主的头上。
In Matthew 26, we read that this woman poured the spices upon our Lord and with this very expensive flask of perfume.
马可十四章里面说到有一个女人拿一瓶极贵的香膏来。
And Mark also records that the woman brought this very expensive flask of fragrances of spikenard.
打破了一瓶把香膏浇在主的头上。
And she broke the flask and poured the anointment on our Lord.
我们主配得一切的尊贵，一切的荣耀。
So we know that our Lord is worthy of all the glory, all the majesty.
我们主的死包含了他整个十字架的意义。
And our Lord's death encompasses all the meaning of His cross.
从他受死埋葬。
From His death, His burial.
复活升天坐宝座。
Resurrection, ascension, and sitting on the throne.
主的复活战胜了死亡，吞灭了死亡。
The Lord's resurrection has devoured death.
在复活的里面充满了神的荣耀。
And also in His resurrection, it is full of the Lord's glory.
充满了基督的馨香之气。
Full of the Lord's aroma of fragrance.
我们刚才的诗歌，我们圣经也说到，十字架的定律之一就是借着死亡得生命。
As the hymn we just sang says that the way of the cross is through death into resurrection, just as the Bible teaches.
我们愿不愿意打破一瓶？
Are we willing to break the alabaster flask?
我们愿不愿意让神在我们的身上做那个拆毁的工作？
Are we willing to allow the Lord to do the work of destruction in us?
我们愿不愿意让神借着各样的经历、各样的环境、各样的人事物来破碎我们这个人？
Are we willing to allow the Lord to break us through all the experiences, through all the matters, men and circumstances?
我们愿不愿意不再保留我们自己？
Are willing not to reserve any part of ourselves?
不再顾惜我们自己？
Not to cherish ourselves anymore?
把我们这个人毫无保留地交在主的手中。
So that we would offer ourselves to the Lord's hand without any reservation.
不论我们这个玉瓶多尊贵。
No matter how precious this alabaster flask might be.
要打破了香膏才会倾倒出来。
You have to break it first, and then the fragrance of the anointment will come out.
复活是一种能力。
Resurrection is a type of power.
它可以在打鱼的人身上，
It could be seen in the fisherman.
可以在税吏的身上，
Could be seen in the tax collectors.
可以在你我这些普普通通人的身上，
It could happen in all of us ordinary people here also.
显出基督的香气，
Then we could reveal the aroma of the cross of Christ.
我们真是要求主借着他的圣灵做工在我们的里面。
We really ask the Lord to work in us through His Holy Spirit.
做工在他的教会，
to work among his churches.
好让我们能够在复活的生命的里面，
so in his risen life,
我们经过我们的神，
and also through our God,
率领我们在基督里夸胜，
he is able to lead us in triumph in Christ,
并借着我们这些人，
and also through all of us,
我们这些不配的人，
all of us who are so unworthy,
我们这些在祸坑淤泥中的人，
All of us who were in the miry clay in the pit of destruction,
因着耶稣基督为我们钉了十字架。
And because that, the Lord Jesus has been crucified for us.
从死里复活。
We are being able to be raised up from the dead.
主今天就借着我们这样的人。
And today, the Lord is using all of us.
到各处去显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
To diffuse a aroma of the knowledge of Jesus Christ all over the places.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们低头一些祷告。
So would you please bow your head? Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们都是你手中的工作。
We are the workmanship of your hand.
在基督你所做成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们今天成了何等样的人。
We give thanks to you. What kind of people we have become.
完完全全是因着你十字架的大爱
，and it is all because of the great love of your cross，
也是因着你那不放过我们的爱
，and it is also because of the love that would never let us go，
让我们这些软弱的人
，so that all of us who are so weak，
因着你的恩典
，and by your grace，
能够真是天天背起自己的十字架来跟随
，are able to take up the cross daily to follow you，
主，我们说我们自己不行。
Lord, we say this, we can't do anything.
但是你是信实的。
But you are faithful.
你能带领我们来走这条道路。
And you're able to lead us in this way.
我们仰望你。
We simply look unto you.
愿意把我们的一生都交在你的手中。
And we commit all our lives into your hand.
愿你在我们身上能够成就神的永远的旨意。
May you accomplish the eternal purpose in us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.